כי סבור על הארץ כנען, אשר אני נותן לכם לאחוזה ונעשיתי נגד צרה, סביץ ארץ אחוזתך. When you come to ארץ כנען, which I have given you, which I will give you for an achuzah, for an inheritance, and I will give you negatzaras in your houses, in the land of your inheritance. Rashi says, "Besuri lam." This was an announcement. Shani goyim boim aleim lefishet minu amorayim. Not amor. The amorim mitmuniot shel zahav bekiru patem kol abayim shana. So you saw the midbar idea nega notates base habayis umutzan that the Amorim who were there before Am Yisrael, they used to hide gold in the walls. That was like their system of banking, I guess, you know, keeping your money safe, probably more safe than where our money is today in banks. And for the 40 years that Am Yisrael were in the midbar, that's what they would be doing. And when you had a nega, that was a sign of there was a great sign that now you could get to the gold and silver. Then what is
say about this?
Yeah.
So this is like basically what he says is that what is that like what how did that happen? So he says that it says be'eretz achuzatchem, right? So he says if you view the land that you're in, not as he's saying you view the land that you're in as your land, then that's when the nega comes. Like if you're in whatever country,
it's like
huge.
That's strong. So wait, if it's such a great thing, the next psukim is the halacha of it. And what's the halacha of it? Close that house up 7 days. Then we'll take part the avanim out. No, it should be they saw the nega. Said, oh great, there's riches there. Break it up. The project of Yisrael Baraban move over Sifrei Amaduni Avi Mori Maran. This comes from because of includes his father. Shini gei batim ubgadim shaloki derech hateva. And the negayim on batim and begadim are not natural way. I mean, on people, it's a natural disease, but not on begadim and batim. And came rak l'tov Yisrael l'galos atmunim be'ein. V'lam tzavtzat tzivtzat atom the tami mekodim shemas yom. Why is it? We have 7 days of tuma. Just open up those walls. It's good news. We never understand the reasons and the real kavanah of the Torah. We never know Hashem's ways, and we never know why He's doing it exactly. What's the good in it? But we do have to believe that everything Hashem does, even if He's doing something. Even if when He hits us and there's Malki Otanu, we have to know that I've called it Tovu. Yeah, this is not me speaking this Eish Kodesh within this is 1940. Okay, and times are pretty bad. Aval kisharon ke Eish Shelo b'Yisuri Aguf levad Malki Otanu rak amidvarim shechas v'chalim archikim em Otanu m'menu yisbarach ein chedi l'tinokish egos. However, when it's so bad, it's not just like, you know, physical ailment or anything like that. It's so bad that the things that we are being afflicted with are the same things that we are being distanced from Hashem from. Ein cheder l'tinok shel b'sram v'lo yeshiva. There's no cheder for the tinok shel b'sram. There's no yeshiva. Lo beis hamedrash l'spal v'tzibur v'lo mikva. There's no shul to dam v'tzibur. There's no mikva. Kedom as chas l'chalil safik chashash ol v'kibir. And there's a safik that comes within us. And Efshe Shigam Ata Kavanasa is Baruch Latova. Efshe, is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this for good? And if the whole point is to give Hashem pleasure and to serve Hashem, then why in the world would you do something that distances from it? This cannot be good, which is against the proper Amun in Hashem. Im Latova Yalu Yasrin V'dvarim Shikivonim Osalom. If it's really good, so give me certain things that get me close to you. Take away my car and my house and my riches, and I'll be so, God forbid, and I'll be closer to you because I'll have nothing else, I'll be so closer to you. But don't take away spiritual matters. Don't take away my base matters, my mikvah. If I just take away my second car, take away this, take away that. But not. The little bit of Torah, the tefillah chas v'chalil, chamach kol ha-Torah. V'im ein zos chas v'chalil yisurim shel v'yachim, Hashem me'ad mosam, And it's fulfilling the pasuk in Devarim, Hashem will throw you from His land with anger, with great anger, and throw you to another land. We see that even the Nega Abatim, even with all the good that it was symbolizing, getting to, it was still Tamei. We wait 7 days where we think that maybe it's Tameh, and only after the 7 days of possible Tumah that we're thinking that this is Tameh, only after that 7 days of then it's Mizgala, it's Kolotova. The man has to come and say, Kid nega, he doesn't say nega. I think there's something like a nega in my bias. What does that mean? The afilu talmud chacham shiodesh negi rak kin nega yo kin nega. Even if it's a talmud chacham and he learns all of the negayim, he has to say kit nega. Why kin nega? Lifya niska lel. Just like we said before, minisha ish ba'atza enu yachalom imi be'emes nega or paga rak shelo nira kin nega kin nega yachaloma. We can never say anything like nega. This is bad. Everything's kinega. This doesn't look good. This looks very difficult to take. So what's that 7 day period? The 7 days where it looks bad. It's horrible. It's a negative vibe, but then it's all mezgala l'tova. We see the good in the end. And everything in life is really just kinega. So I could just talk and talk and talk, but the main thing is that he wrote these words as he's seeing children die. His own children die, his own wife die. He says, we always have to say it's kinega. Kinega, because maybe the goodness of the mezgal will be tumbling afterwards. And we'll see that hakolotah. That is strength. Talking about Yom HaShoah, that is, if you want a piece of strength, that is strength. To say something like that, everything is going to.